Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Right now, it's just me because we're trying to get Wally Bach back on the air. I think we may have him, folks. Wally Bach is here. Wally is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the first of the last of the Mohicans, if you can have a category like that. Nobody else has ever said that about anybody. Folks, when I started doing my show in 97, Wally was, he and Karen Kerrigan, who will be on tomorrow, I think, are the last of the 97 models. No, I'm sorry, they're the three 97 models. Cleta Mitchell was on yesterday, Wally and Karen, three 97 models that are still with me. God help them. They obviously don't have a life, but Wally's one of the best, and he's here now, and we both evolved and reinvented ourselves a few times since 1997. Wally Bach, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I like you even if you cut me off on the phone. It's okay. It's all right.
Well, it's AT&T. I always blame it on AT&T. You know, they're good whipping boys. It's good to have you back, Wally. Folks, Wally, writing a book with Wally.com is his website. He's worked harder than anybody I know to help regular folks get the book out of their head onto paper and in the hands of a reader. And Wally, I'm really proud of you for that. You know how near and dear that is to my heart, having my own independent publishing company, and to make that happen and to get people something in front of them. Whether it's wildly financially successful or not, it's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal, and it's almost never wildly financially successful. I mean, what happens if you're a small business person and you're using a book is you use it to make it possible for you to make money, be more successful, step up to the next level in another way. And once you understand that, it helps you focus the book.
One of the things that I've learned, and I'm gonna say what you just said the way I've learned it, Wally, and that's called monetization. One of the things that I've had to do is learn how to monetize things. You know, the people who have pig farms, they always say that they save everything but the squeal. You know, they make something out of everything but the squeal. And when you're in a small business, when you're an author, when you do things like you and I do, you have to learn how to monetize things, which means that you might not get a direct check for the exact thing that you just produced. What you just produced might leverage revenue in another way. It may support that. That's what you were we're talking about, right? Monetizing.
That's exactly right. I mean, I wrote a book in 1995 in a small niche market, and that book is still selling today. More importantly, I'm still getting calls from people who read the book and say, hey, you seem to understand what we do. Let's talk about doing some business.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I don't know anything other than a book that would do that.
That's exactly.
There's no business card that would last that long.
That's exactly right.
I mean, I wrote that book before I came on your show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how you were able to pull that off without knowing me, but you did somehow. That's a really important point. And folks, when you see professors write books because they have to keep their job, they have to write, publish or perish, they call it. Consultants write books because it's a fancy business card. Now, it's not minimizing their product. It may be a great product, but they're not expecting to sell a million copies. They're probably expecting to give away 1,000 of them. But actually,
we tell clients one of the best ways to make your book successful is to give away about 500 of them.
Yeah,
and I got that from Dan Poirier. I didn't have to make it up myself.
Me too. No question about it. You and I celebrated him many times. The late great Dan Poirier. I've sold approximately 300,000 copies, and I've probably given away 75,000. I mean, literally giving them away. And because, for one thing, I was able to afford it because I didn't make money off of them. But you know, what, and this is another point of writing a book. Even if it doesn't give you money, if you can afford to produce it, and maybe you do it in an ebook, what's the real thing that you wrote the book for? So that other people will benefit from your ideas, right?
Right. And you can start with that ebook. I mean, I've got a client who's written several different books as ebooks, but he's only turned two of them into paper versions.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ebook for him was kind of a test market.
Yeah.
And the ones that turned into paper are also the ones that he emphasizes in his consulting and in his speaking.
No, there's no question about it, and you know, I'm producing an ebook as we speak, and it's a compendium, and it just, you know, we published it and it just got a chapter bigger this last week, you know, and so that's the good thing about an ebook is that you can publish it, and it's sort of like a blog post. You know, I published a blog post just for the blog. I don't usually do that, but this was just for the blog the other day. And I changed it three times in 3 days. But the people who get there today, as far as they know, that's how it was originally. And you can do that with an ebook, can't you?
You can indeed. In fact, a lot of, for business people, that's an excellent way to test out ideas mm-hmm. and markets. And if you're not doing that, the other thing you can do is that book can be the thing that you use instead of explaining a whole bunch of stuff mm-hmm. to a new customer. We did a book with a roofer who used that. Give you all the tips.
I mean, wrote tips
about roofing.
I love it.
Every client.
And an e-book doesn't have to be a War and Peace either, ladies and gentlemen. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. WritingABookWithWally.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some specific books after the break. Celebrating 23 years on the air, and Wally's been here with us almost every day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.